Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm so excited to talk about the topic today. The universe is always saying yes. And I know that sometimes it doesn't really feel like that. This was actually a listener-suggested show. She was like, Kathy, can you please do The Universe Has Your Back as a topic? Because I don't always feel that way. So we're going to dive in and explore some ways you can really get a sense of that and some ways you can clear your points of view that prevent you from knowing and feeling that. So before we do, I'd just like to talk a little bit about the show and about me. Gosh. So you already heard the intro, obviously. And you know, the word that really struck me today was presence. When we're willing to show up and respond to what shows up, as my teacher and my own coach, Michael Neal, said on the first day of our coach training, what's primary is showing up and responding to what shows up, right? So without superimposing your point of view or your judgments about it, just like show up and respond to life as it is. And that's valid not only in the coaching environment, but also with our children, but also with our lover, also with all of it. Like, what's present? Okay, now what is required of me? Is anything required of me? And so this show is designed to help you cultivate that, help you tap into the abundance that is all around us. I mean, even when we have a full schedule, we're just abundant in things to do. So shifting our perspective so that we can have a truly happier life. And in a couple of weeks here, I'm going to have a really fun author guest on the show I'm super excited about. I'm not going to reveal who it is now. and then last week's show was how to use energy flows and energy pulls to expand your life. And those are really such useful tools. So if you didn't catch it, it'll be in the archives on iom.fm, or also you can find me and the show and even subscribe on YouTube and iTunes. And sometimes YouTube is where I flush out some of the ideas a little bit more. You know, we have an hour on the show, which is not that long. And then, you know, sometimes it occurs to me, oh, I didn't get to this part. This is really juicy too. So head over to YouTube and subscribe to Kathy Williams Public Figure, and then you'll be pinged occasionally when those happen. Not all the time, but occasionally. So, all right. And beyond that, I'm a coach. I'm a facilitator of Access Consciousness and of Radical Abundance, the program that I've created. So I do a lot online and also one-on-one. So if you're curious about working with me, you can head over to meetkathywilliams.com. And let's play. There's a tab where you can see what classes are coming up, including a class to get you writing. If you know you're a writer, if you know you have a book inside you or something to express, we're going to be doing a class about getting over your points of view. Because the biggest thing is the writing part is easy, right? The writing part is easy compared to all the judgments and vulnerabilities and all of that that comes up when we're considering getting our work out there in the world, even if it's just for our friends, you know, not to put on Amazon. But when I put a book on Amazon, Relationships Done Easy, oh my gosh, I had so many like worries about the judgment, right? Oh, we're going to be reviewed. and ultimately then it was no big deal once I got over my point of view. So the universe has your back. The universe is always saying yes. All right. And this is something that I often say in classes. It's like if you're saying, you know what? I really would love to get a book into the world. The universe is like, yes, we support you in that. Yes. And if you're saying, but it's hard to become a published author. The universe is also saying yes, right? It's literally rearranging itself to meet that ask. So I live on the island of Maui, and I know lots of women who would like to have a partner, and they're like, oh yes, I'm imagining this guy and how juicy it's going to be and how wonderful. Yeah, but Maui's a small island. So did you hear how that just kind of, and there aren't that many men here. Right, that just kind of canceled out their first ask. Not entirely, right? But it makes it harder because they're like, yes, I would love someone to spend time with and do fun activities with and who's juicy for my body. And the universe is like, okay, well, I'm rearranging the quantum entanglements to meet your ask. And then you say, oh, but it's hard because I live on a small island. I have never meet anybody who's suitable. The universe is like, okay, yes, rearranging itself to meet that ask, right? Because even though that doesn't sound like a question, it's still an ask, especially if there's emotion behind it, right? Thoughts are electrical and feelings are acoustical. And so we're actually like transmitting, like a radio tower, these asks, both positive and negative, right? And the thing is, the fewer points of view you have about how something shows up, the more likely and the more ease it can have in showing up. So let's take money, for example, all right? Now, I have this client who's so funny. I see him from time to time on a call I offer or a class. And he'll say, Kathy, I think the universe is too busy to give me what I want because it's too busy giving you what you want. And I'm like, you're not that special. It's not like you're the exception to the rule, right? Like all these people, they can have money, they can have what they want, and you can't. You're not that special, okay? It works this way for all of us. And the other thing is, the universe is not Santa Claus, okay? What do I mean by that? I mean, it's not waiting for you to be good enough to have what you're asking for. It's not waiting for you to be good enough. It doesn't need you to be good enough to get what it is you're asking for. There are mean people with a lot of money. There are cruel people with a lot of money. There are benevolent, marvelous, kind people with a lot of money. It's not about like, am I good enough to have what I'm asking for. That's not what it's about. It's about, am I in alignment with what I'm asking for? Am I congruent? And am I harmonizing with what I'm asking for? All right. So, and the thing is, the universe has no point of view about it. So if you want life to be a struggle and you want it to be, I mean, not want, but if you're asking for that, if that's what you're broadcasting, the universe loves you so much that it will rearrange itself to be that way for you. Similarly, if you're asking for ease, if you're asking for possibility, if you're asking for kind people in your life, the universe is like, awesome, I'll deliver that. It's like Amazon. If you go in there and you click on carving knife and that's what you want to order, it's delivered. If you click on, oh gosh, I just had a birthday party for my son who turned 7. If you click on, I would like to have a pin the fin on the shark game, right, that you play and hang up on the wall, it will deliver that. It has no point of view. It never says, like, well, that was a stupid thing to order. Or, oh, this is going to be the best thing in the world for you. It doesn't have that point of view. Only people have that point of view. Right? And you're already a powerful creator. Everything that's shown up in your life on some level is what you ordered up. So that's a really cool thing to acknowledge, because as you acknowledge it without judgment, it means you can change it, right? If you acknowledge it without judgment, it means, wow, I get to look at the fact that I'm a really powerful creator, right? Even if I've created crud, I'm a powerful creator. So everywhere you're unwilling to acknowledge that, wow. Would you be willing to just let go of all your points of view around it, all your judgments around it, and just collapse those back to energy? Because anything you've solidified as judgment is still just energy, but you can collapse it into free-flowing energy so it doesn't stick you anymore. So if we really would like to see the fact that the universe has our back, let's just look at your last meal. Right? Not like the last meal you're going to eat before you die, but like the last meal you ate. Right? And you look at it and you say, okay, what I have. I don't even remember what I had, which is kind of funny. Oh, chocolate. Okay. Or even your coffee this morning. Like, what had to come together to bring you a cup of tea or a cup of coffee? Well, you had to have water. Right? And likely, that water came out of pipes somewhere. So someone actually had to create the pipes which lead to the source of the water in order for you to have water. And you had to have a faucet created of some type and on and off and all of that and some kind of pump in order for you to simply have water, right? And water is kind of a basic thing. And also beyond that, someone had to purify that water, right? That water has come from the sky into the ground. That water had to be purified in some way to make sure that it doesn't have things that don't belong in it, pollutants. And then for that water to come up of the tap or into Starbucks or wherever it is. So then let's talk about the coffee or the tea. The coffee or tea likely flew here from somewhere, right? Unless you grew that in your backyard, which is a possibility, but unlikely, right? And so all of these elements had to come together and then, you know, fuel for the plane and wheels for the plane and that the plane is functional, mechanics for the plane and a pilot for the plane and someone to load that item, pick it and package it up and load it onto the plane for you to, you know, for delivery to your grocery store or to your Starbucks or whatever it is, so that it's then unloaded and put in an environment where it's fun to go to, and you went there and you had some kind of vehicle to get to that place to buy that, and then it's, you know, you take it home or it's prepared for you. And, you know, I mean, and then if you have a coffee maker, right, someone, the plastic came out of the ground somewhere and the metal and the glass of, like, all of these components just to get you a drink, right, just to get you something that you enjoy. And that's not even the apple you ate in your lunch or the piece of bread you had for breakfast, gluten-free, you know, whatever. Like, we forget all of the elements that have come together just so I could have something to drink, just so I could have a meal, right? So if we, for a moment, pause and acknowledge, wow, so many elements have come together for me to have not only one meal, but to live here on planet Earth, to be nourished, to be clothed. I love the color I'm wearing right now. Someone created that color dye, and then my mom bought it for me, truly. And she thought Kathy would love this color, and she bought me the shirt. And so, like, when we think the universe does not have our back, we're actually ignoring so much. We've cut our awareness off from so much that has come together for us to have this life that we have created. All right? So everywhere you're cutting off your awareness from the marvelous support that the universe has for you in every moment, would you be willing to become aware, right? And drop all those barriers, drop all those points of view that prevent you from receiving the marvelous support that's already present. Just collapse all of those judgments back to energy so that you can truly receive the support that's available for you. And as the session goes on, as the show goes on, we're going to do an exercise so you can explore a little bit about where your points of view are blocking you from receiving what it is you're asking for. And we're also going to talk more about asking. Like, what are you asking? Are you asking for support? Hey, universe, please support me in this. And make it really clear. Like, I love that little addendum, like when you're asking for something, when you're asking for awareness or asking to see and receive the magic of you, like, make it really clear. Make it really palpable, right? Because sometimes, again, when we have points of view that are cutting us ourselves off from something, we're going to block it. And so it might come in as a whisper, which we ignore. It might come in as a little tap, which we ignore. And so we need the, like, big 2x4 whacking us. Here I am. And so if we ask for it to be really clear, guess what? That's what's going to be delivered. It's like ordering from Amazon. Okay? So, universe, show me you really support me. Make it really clear. Universe, show me you support me in this endeavor, whatever it is, in getting a maid and in parenting, make it really clear. So as we go further into the show, we're going to look at some of the points of view that are blocking you from the support that's available. So stick around, and thanks for being here with me on Sexy Mom Abundant Life, and you're so welcome to call in. I'll give you that number in a minute when we're back. Thanks a bunch, everyone.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramal and Mitten. And we want to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule to connect with Kathy or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo. Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. This is Kathy Williams, and today our conversation is The Universe Has Your Back. The title is really, The Universe is Always Saying Yes. So it's really about what we're asking for and what we're broadcasting. You know, and I took Joe Dispenza's course. It's a six-week course. I'm not sure the name of it. And he was talking about the broadcast that we have, you know, the broadcast from our heart center. They can scientifically measure what you're broadcasting. And then, you know, I'm not going to get into that too much. He's much better at explaining it than I am. But, like, it is measurable with maybe EEGs or something like that. Like, we are broadcasting with our thoughts, with our emotions, with the way we're showing up in the world. And so we get to calibrate. What am I broadcasting? What is it I would like, and where am I really functioning from? And so let's explore this a little bit. Let's say you've just started a business. I know a lot of you are coaches or energy healers. Not all of you, of course. Like, I know lots of you also have a job where you work for someone else. I'm just going to use this example, and you can apply it in any different area. But let's say you're starting your coaching or energy healing business. So, universe, I'd really love to have, like, 10 clients a week at this point, and have them all be really excited to be with me, and I'm feeling great and in love with my business, and they're happy with what they're seeing, what's coming out of working with me. And this is your ask. Then you go out to lunch with a friend, and you're talking about they're talking about how hard it is to make a go of it as a coach or facilitator, and you start to agree with them, and you start to get in this energy of it's hard, there's scarcity, there are too many other people doing it, all of that. Well, guess what? This is now your ask. And it's not to judge yourself in that situation. In fact, I have a teacher who amazing consciousness teacher, who says that it takes 7 negative judgments to equal 1 positive one. So don't be too hard on yourself. When you find yourself saying these things and aligning and agreeing with what I've asked for is hard, then just acknowledge that and say, well, what's possible beyond this? Like, what if that weren't true? What if it weren't hard? What are the other possibilities? So now you're inviting your energy to change, and you're inviting the universe to show you what are the possibilities beyond this conclusion. Okay. I'll give you an example of this. My husband and I just bought our 5th house. A lot of them are rental properties. And we thought we were going to sell a different house to get this house, this 5th house. You know, this is a bigger one and more generative. And so then I started asking, well, what if we didn't have to sell that house? What else is available? What's possible beyond that? What are the other alternatives? So I thought of one alternative, which I didn't like. And, you know, I asked him this too, and he thought of 3 other alternatives, one of which we ended up using. Okay, so we got to keep the rental house we were considering selling and buy the new one. So when we're asking for other possibilities, guess what? That's what we're opening the door to. And it's like co-resonance. It's a dance with the universe. Hey, universe, like, what is available beyond the box of my mind, right? We dance, and we, when we're concluding, we're playing within the known. We're playing within what we know. When we're concluding, we're working only with the components we know about, we have a clue about. When we're asking a question, we're actually inviting our awareness to expand beyond that box of what we know about, whether it's our own personal experience or someone else's experience, something that we've read about, all of that. That's all within the box of the known. When we're asking a question, we're actually inviting the energies of what's beyond what we know. All right. So let's play a little bit with asking and the vibrational ask. In Radical Abundance, we do this exercise that's super fun, and we all do it together. And what it is if you're asking for something, you tap into the energy of what it would be like if you already had that. So you could take the example of that thriving business with all the clients you would like to have. You could take the example of like really getting along with your kids and having a harmonious flow in your family. You could take an example of having like a vibrant, super energized, healthy body, whatever it is. And what you're going to do is tap into the energy of that. Okay, not tap into all the things it would take for you to have that, right? Like I would have to go to the gym 3 times a week and I would have to eat different. That's all conclusion. Okay, we're taking that out of the picture. What we're going to do right now is just tap into the energy of what it would be like to have whatever you're asking for. Like, oh, I would have a sense of vibrancy. Oh, I would have a sense of like ease. Oh, I would have a sense of being delighted or being in love with my life. I would have a sense of like any of these qualities, right? The energies that you're inviting. And so now tap into this thing and tap into these energies that you would have if this already showed up in your life, if you already had it. And see if you can expand that sense of all these energies showing up in your life. Okay? As you're tapping into this more and more, what you do is you broadcast that out. Okay? And like attracts like, such that you'll resonate with certain people, right? If someone's looking like they're not a very happy person or not a very kind person, do you really want to go sit next to them? Or would you rather go sit next to, if there's a choice of where to sit, sit next to someone who looks happy and joyful and delighted, right? And so like attracts like, and this is an energy pull of sorts. We talked about that more last week, drawing to you what it is you would like to have. And when you're in that vibration, let's say you're working with a client and you're just so delighted by that client and you love what they're saying. Or I was remarking this morning, I have this older couple I work with, and they said, Kathy, every penny we spend with you, we were just talking to each other this morning, it's such a worthwhile investment. I was like, more please, right? When you're in the energy that you're enjoying, say more please, thank you. I'm excited to work with people who are like, every penny I spend with you is a worthwhile investment. Bring me more of that, right? So when you're in this energy of whatever it is that you would like to have as your life, ask for more of that, right? Because it's an ask. And asking for that is drawing it to you. You're asking for the situations and the people and the things that resonate with the vibration that you're being. Right? Now, what can prevent that? What can prevent that is points of view, right? Again, if you come back to, oh, but it's such a struggle. Okay? You could use the Access Consciousness tool. Oh, interesting point of view. I have that point of view. Interesting. I think it's a struggle. Huh. What if that weren't true? Right? So I love the question, what if that weren't true? Or what if that weren't so? Because it invites us to get a different perspective. Huh, I wonder what it would be like if that weren't true. If clients showed up, you know, out of unexpected places. What would it be like if I had a waiting list? What would it be like to have so many people wanting to work with me that I get to raise my prices and people are happy to pay that, right? Whatever it is, start to ask generative questions of what would it be like to have this? Because here are the kinds of questions a lot of people have, right? Why does this always happen to me? Right? Okay, if something negative happens and that's your kind of question, you might want to start asking different questions. Or why do men always leave me? Right? Or why do my kids always behave like this? And we could even take out always out of the equation, right? Why do my kids treat me like this? Okay, that's another ask. You're asking for more of the same. And you're asking to see all the reasons they do that. Is all the reasons they do that or all the reasons this happens really what you would like to have more of? Really what you would like to be looking at? Or would you like to have something different? Okay. So that's when you don't know what to ask, you could ask for, okay, well, what would it take to have something different here? Okay. My kids are treating me like this. I don't love that. What would it take to change this with ease? What would it take to have harmony with them? So ask for what it is you desire. Not looking for all the reasons why the thing that you don't like is showing up, right? Okay, so when you catch yourself looking at why does this happen to me? Why do people treat me like this? Why? Or even making statements that you don't like, oh, all the jobs I get have people like this. Oh, wow, what would it take to change that? What's possible beyond that? What would it be like if that weren't true? What change could I be in this situation? So you're starting to ask a different question to get a different possibility. Because again, when you're asking, well, why does this happen to me? Or saying, this always happens to me. The universe is also saying yes to that. Is that really what you'd like it to be saying yes to? When you ask for a different possibility, when you ask for more ease, when you ask for something different to show up, the universe is always, for something better to show up, the universe is also saying yes to that. It doesn't have a point of view. It doesn't say, you haven't earned that. Okay, here's the thing. When we have the point of view that I need to earn it, guess what? Right? That's what you will create. You will create the need to earn something. Right? Who created it? Not the universe. You. Or you bought that idea from someone, which you're now creating as true. Okay? You are so supportive. You are so deeply supportive that whatever you're choosing to create as your life, you get to choose. Now, if you're not choosing something that you enjoy, something that you like, guess what? You get to make some different choices. And I know personally it doesn't always seem easy, right? I know we can get stuck in yucky emotions. We can get stuck in the sadness or in the frustration or we can even get hard on ourselves, right? And so one of my favorite quotes from Joe Dispenza talks about when we're getting back into that, we're reinforcing the past rather than reinforcing the future that we'd like to have. So again, the more we can go into, okay, well, what is it I prefer? And let me energize that, the more quickly and easily that can show up. Now, here's the thing. If you engage others also in those juicy, yummy energies that you would like to have more of, it shows up faster. Why? Because when two or more come together, it creates a reality together, which is why Lynn McTaggart, she's the author of The Power of Eight and several other books. She started looking at like what happens when people come together and intend for a person, that when they're have one ask, like one ask for 10 minutes, like let's heal Mary's hip so it's fully functional again, or let's imagine and energize, our intention is for Mary and Maria to have a job that she loves and she's well paid at, right? When more people are energizing this together, it's amazing what can show up. And actually, I have a mastermind, and I'm going to start another one really soon because we're enjoying it. We'll start a third one. I have two right now. The You Can Have That mastermind, where it's just five or six people and sitting together, some facilitation, like 1 week it's facilitation around what you'd like, what's in the way of that, all of that. Then the next week we sit together and we energize. And I had one this morning and it's just delightful and amazing to see what changes when five people sit together and energize a person's desire. And then we move on to the next person and the next person. By the end, you just feel so delightful. when we come together with this ask and we're unified in our ask, it's amazing to see what shows up. So Lynn McTaggart's Power of Eight. If you're interested in joining a mastermind with me, then you can have that. You can ping me. It's not quite up on the website because I was like, oh, this is so fun. Let's start a new one. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with an exercise to look at what's in the way of what you truly desire.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams, and we are talking about the universe is always saying yes today. What are you asking? What are you asking for with your focus, right? Even if it's not a true question, what are you sending out into the universe? And our point of view really can limit what we see, even if the universe is like, you're asking for a man, I have one right here, he's going to be awesome for you, and you're saying, good men are hard to find, you may shut the door to that. You may just not see him right there at the coffee shop with you, or right there in the office next to you. You're in the elevator with him every single day. our point of view can limit what shows up for us. So let's get changing our points of view. So that's the exercise that we're going to be doing. And just before we do it, I'd love to invite you to a couple things. When is that mastermind I talked about? And we'll have it up on the website in the next couple of days. Really to help you have what it is you desire. And the masterminds are just so juicy. Again, first, when we do facilitation, we look at our points of view that are in the way. We clear up things that are going on in our life. It's a small enough group to do that. And then the next week, we energize our desires and really tap into the energies of that. And then the third week is a celebration week, because I found that a lot of people are not. We're untrained out of celebrating. What does that even mean? That means like our natural inclination might be, woo, awesome, I'm just so thrilled about this. And we're trained not to do that. We're trained like, oh, that would be boasting or bragging. Or so it's a time to celebrate with people and share gratitudes for the small and the big things. Because as we acknowledge, here's the other piece, everybody, for universe has your back. Acknowledging what you've asked for that's shown up. Acknowledging the magic that is showing up, or the beautiful communications, or the conversation that had exactly the information you needed, right? Our brains sometimes acknowledge it briefly and then overlook it, because we have this thing called the negativity bias. I've talked about it on the show before. Our mind is looking for what's off. So when it's looking more for what's off than what's actually working, then we see more of what's off, right? That's just the way the mind works. So the more we acknowledge, hey, wow, I had a wonderful meal today that I didn't even have to make. Oh, wow, you know, my kid was really thoughtful. In this situation, he was so kind. Oh, wow, that birthday party flowed with such ease. It was more wonderful than I could have imagined. Oh, wow, my body really is, I'm getting better at yoga, or I can lift more weights now, or whatever it is. As we acknowledge the things that are going well, and as we acknowledge the magic that's showing up in our life, guess what we get more of? When we keep looking at what's not working, what's frustrating, what's challenging, guess what we get more of? Okay? It's that simple. So acknowledgement, a huge piece in sensing and knowing that the universe has your back. Okay? Oh, I asked for this and it showed up. Oh, wow, I was hoping to get here on time and I got all the lights and ended up there on time. Or I showed up in the subway. Yeah, and the train was right there, and I got on, and it was effortless. Or I got the parking spot, right? A lot of us are like, yes, I have parking lot magic. You know why you have parking lot magic? Like parking spot magic? Because you don't consider it a big deal. The things you think are a big deal become a bigger deal. They become harder to get. So here we are in this exercise. Think of something it is that you would like to have in your life. Okay, I've mentioned a bunch of different things that could be something like that or something totally different, right? So, and pick something actually that's been a little struggle for you, okay? So an area of your life that's not working so well where you don't really feel supported by the universe. Like I had a client, she was like, I've tried to get a man for 10 years or whatever, right? She finally got one when we were working together, okay, because we cleared a lot of points of view. So pick something that you've struggled with. You're not really what you want, but you know what it is you would like. Have we? Now, what are your points of view? And you may like to write this down. What are your points of view that are creating that? What are your beliefs about that make it hard? I remember my ballet teacher said, you have to work really hard. Okay. If that's one of them, write it down. If you can, come up with more than a handful. Why? Because the first four or five, sometimes just three, are ones you know are there. When we start going to the other hand, when we start coming up on 7, 8, 9, 10, sometimes those are the more sticky, hidden ones, right? Like, oh, wow, I remember when I was 10, I had this experience, and that's coming up for me now. Sometimes you may not even know why, okay? So you've picked this area of your life. We're not getting to what it is you desire. Now you're looking at what are the beliefs and points of view that are creating that. Well, I mean, for me, I was looking at this a couple weeks ago, and I was like, wow, I don't actually know anyone who has that. Huh, isn't that interesting, right? I don't know anyone who has that, therefore I can't have it. Interesting. Okay, cool. What else is there? Right? What else is there? What else is there? What's underneath that? I'm not sure it's possible. It's possible, but not for me. You don't know my parents. or well, if I had this, other people would be uncomfortable. Or I used to have this point of view, like if I made more money than him, my husband would leave me. Right? Like, we have random points of view sometimes, but don't make sense. But actually aren't even true. Now, as you start to look at these points of view, you can do a couple of different things, right? So sometimes I thank them. Wow, thanks for showing up. Now I can see you, right? When we thank something, we don't have judgment of it. We don't have resistance to it. We're just thanking it. Huh. Thank you for showing up. I'm surprised. I didn't know. I was saying I can't have it because I don't know anyone else. Yeah. Thank you. Great awareness. Right? And then you can say, well, is that really true? Is it really true my husband would leave me if I made more money than him? That's heavy. That's contracted. I did a whole show about awareness. So if you're not sure whether you're sure, whether it's true. There was a show a couple of weeks ago about awareness that you can open the archives. All right, so is it really true? What if this weren't true? You could use the access consciousness tool. Interesting point of view, I think that. Interesting point of view, I have this point of view. Sometimes the point of view is about yourself, right? Interesting point of view, I have this point of view about myself. Sometimes the point of view will actually be true. Like, okay, I don't know how to do this. Okay, cool. So how can I work around that? Like, is it me? Shall I learn the skill to do this? Right? Like, if we talk about, I would really like to be strong enough to climb and do like aerial silks or something like that. Well, okay, cool. Well, what would I have to change? I would have to show up at an aerial silks class, right? Well, I don't think I can do that because I'm too big or whatever. Okay, well, what if that weren't true? Right? Is that really true? Can I just go and show up and be the person who's bigger? Like, what's possible here that I haven't considered with this? So you get to look at your points of view and say, is that really true? Okay, what's a workaround with this? Do I require this skill, or is it that someone else, like, oh, I can't have a thriving business because I don't have a website. Okay, well, what's a workaround? Okay, well, I could have a storefront, or, well, I could get someone to make me a website. Okay, well, that's too expensive. Okay, well, what if I trade somebody's services for the website, right? Like, what is a workaround? And the interesting point of view tool is so useful. You could look at this list every day and say, oh, interesting point of view, I think that. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view that this is limiting me. The other thing you can do is you can use the access consciousness clearing statement, or you can say, okay, everywhere I believe this, right, everywhere I've made this true for myself, destroy and uncreate that, or collapse it back to energy. Whew. So you have more space around it, right? So asking some generative questions and letting go of your points of view that are going on in this area of your life that's not really what you'd like it to be can help you upgrade, right? And then start to ask some questions. What would it take to have this with total ease? What actions would I have to take? What energies would I have to be that are different from the energies I'm being now, right? If you'd like to meet somebody, but you're really negative about it or really lazy about it and not even like registering for a dating app, you may have to change that. You may have to change that energy. You gotta be a little bit more assertive or at least register for the dating app and swipe right or left. So what actions could I take to allow this to show up with total ease? What energies could I be? Who could I engage? Universe, show me what's possible with this. And show me some magic with this. I love that. Like, what's unexpectedly delightful that could show up and catapult this forward? I love to ask for unexpectedly delightful things because the universe brings them. Why? I'm asking for them. Okay? So ask to know that the universe has your back in this area. Ask to know what's possible beyond what you've considered. Because again, even if the universe is super supportive of whatever you're asking for, if you have a point of view that stops you from seeing that, then you say, oh, I'm not supportive. Right? Oops. Okay, I've decided I'm not supportive. What if that's not actually true? Universe, show me evidence that I'm supportive. Instead of the mountains of evidence I think I have that I'm not, right? Let me collapse all those mountains of evidence back to energy so I can see what's really available. Oh, the other thing I'd love to invite you to is we're doing a class that's quite amazing. It's called A Life of Freedom Beyond the Utopian Ideals. And that's an online class. Why I say it's amazing is it helps us see what's been confining us that we didn't even know has been confining us because we've been in it for so long. Ideas about time, ideas about money, ideas about family, ideas about so much. And you can find that class at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. Meet Kathy, Kathy has a K, M-E-E-T-K-A-T-H-Y, Williams with an F. And it's amazing to see how many points of view and how many kind of ways of being confine us that we didn't even know were there. Definitely useful in knowing that the universe has your back. We're on week two. All the recordings are always available for you. Week two of six. And you're welcome to hop in. It's just like every week we're just like, whoa, freedom. And your body softens. And it's really a gift to be doing this with people. So I priced it really amazing price for this class, and just such a gift to be in on it and in on all the ahas. So thank you guys. This topic was suggested by a listener. I always love your ideas for shows. That's engaging to me. You know, if you'll ping me your ideas on Messenger and Facebook, I'm Kathy Jones Williams. You can also go to meetkathywilliams.com, get a free create your life exercise. Some people message me and say, I listen to this every day. And you can also submit your show ideas over there because I love to hear them. I love you guys to engage. Let me know what works for you, what doesn't, what you have more questions about. And that way we can make this show really applicable to your life. Okay? I wouldn't be here if you weren't too. So I'm so grateful for you. Make it a great week. I'll be on next Thursday, 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific. Can't wait that long. Then subscribe on iTunes or come over to iop.fm. And catch the replays about awareness, energy poles, all sorts of things. All right, guys, have a wonderful week. And go out there and ask the universe to really show you it has your back. Aloha.